Well, we're going to start out talking about Proverbs 31.
All right.
Proverbs 31, woman, because that's what this is all about. All these women are going to exemplify Proverbs 31, the ones that we're going to study.
So. I want to say, and women are not beat up in this class. I don't want anybody to think that women get mistreated. It's a good, uplifting lesson.
Who's not going to be beat up?
Women.
Okay. Women are not going to be beat up.
No, women are
most
loved.
Of the time, most women of the time,
are
they are.
Well, they're not in this class.
But we realize that Bramante.
We're not going to beat up on women in this class.
Oh, no. Well, see, that's how literal I am. I thought you were talking about this class. You're talking about this class. I'm very focused.
Oh, okay. No.
No.
Women are not beat up in this class. I said, how
that class.
No, in this one. I'm sorry. That's what he was talking about. But
yeah.
It's a good and be encouraging. I think it's so good.
In the past they have, but we just believe Bramante is going to do it differently.
Yeah, it's going to be different.
Shine some real light on it.
Let's hope so. Praise the Lord. That's the idea. That's the idea, sister. Praise the Lord. All right. Glory to God.
You know you are spirit fed and spirit led.
God has been good to me, sister. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for his goodness. Thank the Lord for his revelation. Praise the Lord.
Money, they're very excited about our books. We got most of our books in.
Yeah.
We got them all in to all of the
that's good.
Students. And they're very excited about it. We want to get a sign so those that want to give in the little offering do, because we want to put up a sign.
Are those new books? Did you find a place to get them new? They look new.
Huh?
Did you find a place to get them new?
No, they're
those
not new,
new,
but they're used.
They look
but
good.
There are people that know that they can resell their book, and so they don't damage a lot.
Where'd you get those from, Sister Miriam? I'm sorry. We'll do it later. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think because I had to go because they're very scarce, you know.
Yeah.
And you
that's
have to
true.
Make sure you're getting the right one. Don't get nothing $5 or nothing under that because you just be getting one boy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You have to get $11 and up.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to get both
volumes. That's great.
Where would you order from?
I'm trying to think. I think some of them books are me and then the other one.
Which is Barnes and Noble's had it when we checked.
Yeah. Barnes and Noble.
All right, let's get started here. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, this day for your goodness to us. We thank you for this assembly gathered here this morning. We thank you for the Word of God. We pray that you'll open our eyes that we might behold wondrous things out of your Word. Give us the spirit of wisdom and not of fear. And give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding of the Word of faith and authority of the believer. We might be able to operate the ministries that you've given us in Jesus' name. Glory to God. All right, we're finishing up in the book of Job. Jude. You got to watch me. I'll be in the Old Testament just in a heartbeat. In the book of Jude, praise the Lord.
Jude did, and he went from Genesis to Revelation.
Yeah, that's true. He really did. Praise the Lord. All right.
One chapter.
Brother, David brought out a good point this morning, and I even wrote it down in my Bible. That praying in the Holy Ghost is a workout for the Spirit. It is a workout for your spirit.
Whoa.
That's what Jude says here. Mm-hmm. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
That's exactly what that is
exactly what he's saying. It is a workout for your spirit. Mm-hmm. It's a workout. So your spirit needs to work out, and the way your spirit works out is to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
And that's good, brother. That's a great exercise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Great exercise. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, verse 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. At verse 22 especially, of some have compassion, making a difference. What in the world does that even mean? What does that mean? I don't really have any idea. And I suspect it's kind of a sloppy translation. I hope it is, because I don't know what in the world he's saying.
Well, don't you think that some people just require a little more attention?
This is what Wiest says it is. Wiest's New Testament translation. I'll read what he says it says, and it really puts a whole different light on it. And this is what Wiest says. It's the way he translates it. Verses 22 and 23. And on some, on the one hand, be showing mercy on those who are in doubt. Be saving them, snatching them out of the fire. To others, on the other hand, be showing mercy in fear, hating even the garment completely defiled by the flesh.
Okay, you got to read that again.
All right, I know it. I've read it several times.
I need to report it.
Yeah. Okay, let me tell you exactly how he's got it punctuated here, because that's important. And on some, comma, on the one hand, comma, be showing mercy, comma, on those who are in doubt, semicolon.
So that's one thought.
That's one thought. That's one unit of thought right there. Be saving them, comma, snatching them out of the fire, semicolon. All right, so there's your thought there. That's verse 22, actually. To others, comma, on the other hand, comma, be showing mercy and fear, comma, hating even the garment completely defiled by the flesh.
Read that last part again. I'm so sorry. About pulling them out of the fire. After pulling them out of the fire.
On the other hand, to others, on the other hand, be showing mercy and fear, hating even the garment completely defiled by the flesh. So you've got on some, on the one hand, show mercy on those who are in doubt. In other words, it looks like he's saying on some who are in doubt, on one hand, show mercy. Save them by snatching them out of the fire. To others, those whose garments are spotted by, defiled by the flesh, show mercy in fear, and hate the garment that's spotted by the flesh. Now, I don't know if that helps all that much, but it does. It does add something to this whole thing, and it is a.
Is that believers he's talking about? Could you read it this way? Read verse 19. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. And of some, the ones that have not the Spirit, you have compassion on them, and make the difference because of your compassion to give them to Christ. And the others say with fear, you put the fear of God in them, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments by their flesh.
Not to connect with that one.
Well, I'm not sure.
Other two are talking about believers.
I'm not so sure. I would.
I'm going by the and, because the and don't really fit.
I would say that the verse 23 must go back to verse 19. I think 19 and 23 must go together.
Yes.
These be they who separate themselves, sensual, not having the Spirit, and you ought to save them with fear, pulling them out of the fire, I would think. Mm-hmm. Because they are in danger of hellfire. Mm-hmm. For sure.
And then with the other ones, you can say, you have the compassion, show the compassion, so the fear, the hellfire. And it makes a difference because you show them so much of the love of God.
On some, on the one hand, show mercy on those who are in doubt. So there are people who are doubtful, apparently.
The ones that have spirits.
No, I don't think so. I think the ones that are...
Some Christians doubt.
You've got... It reminds me of a message I heard one time. It was called Sheep, Goats, and Woolly Boogers. Okay. We know what a sheep is. We know what a sheep looks like when we see a sheep. Mm-hmm. And we know what a goat is when we see a goat.
What is a...
But what is a woolly booger? He's got qualities of both a sheep and a goat, and it's doubtful which one he is. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of woolly boogers in the church.
Right.
You don't know what they are for sure. Mm-hmm. They talk like a sheep, but they walk like a goat or something. You know, they act like goats, they talk like sheep, or they talk like sheep part of the time, talk like goats part of the time. It's doubtful what in the world they really are.
They can say the Christian. They know the Christian.
They know the Christian talk. They can make the sounds of a Christian. But it's doubtful that they really have got the goods, okay? And it may be that he's talking about this kind of folks, because I'm sure he had a bunch of them in his church. Because we sure got them now. I know that. We got a bunch of them. I got in-laws.
Are you saying
that?
Are woolly boogers? You need to be real careful,
Mommy.
I'm just
kind of
sort of joking.
Don't have God in them that we hate.
We're
still supposed to love them and bring them into the fold.
We're not supposed to hate.
Well, we hate the garment. We hate their sin.
Okay, there you go.
We hate their deeds. That's right. That's right. We hate the things they do.
Yeah. And then
we hate the way they live. Okay.
You go back to 21. Keep yourself in the love of God.
Yeah.
Talking about the mercy he's going to have on the unbelievers. The Lord Jesus will give them eternal life. You can kind of put all that together if you want to.
Obviously, he's talking. He says here we need to deal with people differently.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's no question. I think we can all agree that he's saying that you don't treat everybody the same.
Right. Some people need hellfire and damnation.
Some people need to be sternly rebuked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, and Paul said that. He said in one place. He said the Cretans have a reputation for being evil, slow bellies, and all of this. And he says, which reputation is true? He says, therefore, rebuke them soundly, that they might be strong in the faith. So, so some folks, you have to rebuke them. You can't just go around. You can't go around preaching God loves you all the time to everybody.
Amen.
There are a lot of people that's not going to help them in the least. The message that God loves them is never, never, never going to help them. The only thing that's going to help them is hell, fire, and brimstone. It's going to help them. They've got to know they're going to bust hell wide open. They got to know it. And you can't go around saying, oh, you shouldn't do that because God loves you. No, you shouldn't do that because you're going to burn in hell. That's why you shouldn't do that. And I don't want you to burn in hell, so I don't want you to do that.
That's God's love right there.
That is God's love.
It is His love.
It is love, people. It is love now. It's love. Nobody does not commit suicide because they don't know that God loves them. No. People don't commit suicide for one reason. They don't want to burn in hell. And you think, and you're afraid, and you suspect that you might wake up in hell if you put a bullet in your head. That's the reason you don't do it. That's the reason. Not because, oh, God loves me so much, I can't kill myself because God loves me so much. If God loves me that much, I'll kill myself and I'll go right into His arms, okay? No. That's not the reason you don't kill yourself. You don't kill yourself because you fear the consequences of the sin. You fear loss. You fear separation from God for eternity. That's why you don't kill yourself. That's why you don't do lots of things, because you fear going to hell. And if we don't teach that, we're not teaching the love of God. If we don't preach hell, fire, and brimstone part of the time. Now, you don't need to preach it all of the time. You need a balanced message, because some folks really do need to hear that God loves them.
Amen.
Yes.
But you need to preach both ways.
Yeah.
And Jude says, preach both things.
Yes, he does.
So we need to have a balanced message. Preach hellfire one day and love the next day.
Well, that's what Jude did. He told us how he punished Cain, Korah,
that's right.
And all of them.
Yeah, that's right.
How he was faithful to
that's true.
Sin.
That is true. Exactly.
So Jude preached it.
He preached some hellfire. He surely did. So, we do know that we're supposed to treat, you have to treat people differently because people are different. Mm-hmm. Not everybody responds to the same kind of message the same kind of way. Mm-hmm. The same sun that softens wax hardens clay.
Yes, that's good. Okay. Did you have that one too, Joanne?
No, ma'am. That don't sound like a woman, so.
All right, I'm going to read the last two verses, and then I'll be through with Jude, and we can start. We'll be ready to start into the next into the new book next week. Huh? Nothing. Well, maybe a couple.
Whatever Mary says.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
That's a strong scripture. For the
it's a wonderful scripture. You know, Jude is an awesome preacher. Would have been great. I would have loved to listen to him preach. I'll tell you what, man. He wasn't long-winded. He was straight to the point. He could hit you hard. It was hard hitting message, and it didn't take him a long time to get it across. Praise the Lord. He's a great, great preacher.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Oh yeah, this is awesome. Mm-hmm.